What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Just like backyard barbecues or a day at the pool, the Three Rivers Festival has always been a part of our summer fun. And the festival returns July 12th to the 20th. It kicks off with the annual Three Rivers Festival Parade. Browse art in the park with local artisans. Bring the family to Children's Fest. Stroll through Junk Food Alley. And don't forget about the festival concerts at the Hoosier Lottery stage with live music from nationally renowned acts. You can buy your concert tickets or check out a schedule of events at threeriversfestival.org. Don't miss the best summer experience in Fort Wayne, the Three Rivers Festival.
DSM presents The Tim Meisberg Show, streaming live on WBSM.com and the WBSM app. Call 508-996-0500. Send us app chat messages and open line voicemails using the WBSM app. Now, The Tim Meisberg Show.
Welcome back in. Hour number two of the program here on Monday morning. And it is the first week of July. It is, I guess, the beginning of the Independence Day week. Of course, Thursday is the 4th of July, which means a lot of people are probably taking Thursday and Friday off, maybe even Wednesday off too. Hey, maybe you're off all this week. But what are some of your 4th of July traditions? Your Independence Day traditions. Do you go and see fireworks? New Bedford's going to have fireworks. Fall River's going to have fireworks. There were some municipalities, some communities that had fireworks scheduled for last night who ended up moving them because of the weather. It seemed like the bad weather all moved out of the way by the time fireworks would have happened, but, you know, people are probably going to fields and beaches and places that are all muddy as a result of the rain. I don't know. I didn't see too much of the rain yesterday. I don't know how bad it was here because it was my nephew's birthday party out in the Worcester area. And that area was supposed to get it worse. We were supposed to have 2 hours of thunderstorms between 2 and 4. And there was some rain. It didn't really come down hard. And some thunder and lightning off in the distance, but it never really passed over where we were. So I don't know how bad it got here. But I guess some of those places that canceled their fireworks or they postponed them to not this coming weekend, but the weekend after. So you could have a whole month of fireworks happening in different places. 508-996-0500. Good morning. You're next on WBSM.
Good morning. I just have one question for you, Tim.
Sure.
Are you ready to smell better naked?
Hey, I smell good all the time. I take my smell seriously.
Fake news. Fake news. Well, I've got two things on my mind this morning. One is the Zyterians project, and mm-hmm. two is the debate. The debate everybody's talking about, but I don't know. On your end, is it journalist, have you noticed any question on You say now it's $37 million. Is the city still going ahead with the 99-year lease?
Yes, that's been signed already, yeah. That had to be signed before the work could begin, yeah.
Gotcha. Now, was it signed with the full knowledge that the Z is gone for profit?
Everything that that's going on at the Z was all, you know, well known, laid out, you know, before the lease was signed. Mayor Mitchell talked about it.
$37 million is a lot of money. And if the place is going for profit, then you would think that they could handle the building themselves. You know what I mean? If you posture yourself as being prepared to assume responsibility, like being a for-profit business.
They talked about how much they raised themselves and how much came in from, you know, some of the money from the state, how much of it came in from the city. So they talked a little bit about that, and they did raise significant funds on their own as well. And this last $5 million, it looks like they're going to raise that on their own as well.
Yeah. Oh, I know. I was, I'm not going to say who I am. Doesn't matter. But, that was Night Ranger, by the way.
That's who I was thinking. Yes. Thank you.
I worked security for that show. That was a good one. That was a fun one, definitely. There are a lot of, you know, pretty much I'm the guy that every 80s band that I hear on the radio, I'm like, I worked that show.
Well, that's great.
I worked that show. That was a good one. That was pretty cool. That one sucked. Those people were dumb, but that was a great show right there. Yeah.
Who was the best one you worked?
The best one I worked? The Pink Floyd experience was one of the cooler ones that I worked. They had the pink pig flying around the house at the end.
Wow.
Yeah, it was very cool. And I don't know, they did like three or four performances there at the Z over the years, but I don't know if they broke up or whatever. But another cool one was Queen, with Gary Mullins' Queen. Because it was theatrical as opposed to just doing the show and playing the songs as a cover band. They got into character.
And did like the different eras too?
Excuse me?
They did the different eras as well, like the different...
I from what I remember, yes. But I mean, even before and after the show, they were in character. You can see Gary Mullen. He had his little white jumpsuit on and there's white overalls, and he was in character and he was Freddie Mercury. It was very cool to be a part of. Absolutely. Yeah, I got a lot of memory. I worked there for 20 years.
Did you get to work the Weird Al show?
Oh yeah.
That was one of the most amazing productions I've ever seen. All the costume changes and set changes and dancing stormtrooper. I mean, that was just incredible.
The Jedi set, yeah. I've got some great pictures of it. I worked, I was roving security for both of them. It was a good show. Good shows, absolutely. You know what I can't find is, I don't know if it was just a tour thing that they did, but he did a video for the I'm Happy, Because I'm Happy. Mm-hmm. He did a video for it at the Z, where he's walking up the Spring Street side toward the front of the theater, and he's singing the song as he's walking up the road, and he goes into the lobby of the theater and he walks by the bar. And he's saying, I'm happy. You know what I mean? That whole progression. And I've tried to find it, and I cannot find it on YouTube anymore.
Wow. It's
very interesting.
Yeah,
it's kind of a cool thing.
He's a genius.
Oh, God, yeah. Oh, God, yeah, absolutely. Well, I'll let you go, and I'll let other people call in and complain about Donald Trump's lies and blah, 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 blah.
All right.
You have a good day.
You as well. Take care.
Yep.
And, sorry, didn't mean to cut you off there, but that is the benefit of having a theater like the Zeiterion right here in New Bedford, is you get those kinds of shows coming in, and you know, people complain all the time, well, you know, how come they don't get these acts? How come they don't get these acts? Why do I have to go to Medford to see this band? Or why do I have to go to Beverly, to the Cabot, to see this band? Or why do I have to go to this show all the way out here? And a lot of those shows that you're complaining about can now come to the Zyterian when the Zyterian reopens, because a lot of those groups might have had an issue with the sound system. The sound system in that place was 100 years old. They were using speakers that were put in the original performances in the 1920s. And now you're going to have a state-of-the-art sound system in there, which makes a big difference for a lot of different performances. You know, a lot of these acts will tour with their giant Marshall stacks and all that, but that doesn't really matter if the house sound isn't good. And the acoustics in that building are amazing. You just got to have the right house sound to complement it. And I think you're going to see a lot more of that. A lot more of the, I'm not saying you're going to see a lot more bands, because it seems like the Z has tried to get away from some of that to some degree. But you will see some of these productions that you have to travel to other places now coming through New Bedford. And plus, they're going to continue on with all the unique programming that they've had going on for years. It's a great place to go and see a movie when they do those special movie nights. You could see they would run an 80s movie for 80 cents. They'd run a 90s movie for 90 cents. So last time they did it, the 80s movie was Indiana Jones. I believe it was Raiders. And then the 90s movie was Pulp Fiction. I mean, when was the last time you saw Pulp Fiction in the theater? Back in 1994? If you're like me, you saw it, I think, 8 times in the theater. 6 or 8. It wasn't nearly as bad as when From Dusk Till Dawn came out, and I saw that Friday, Saturday, and Sunday in the theater. I was a very big Tarantino fan. But yeah, you're going to have these upgrades that will allow for, and not just, you know, the inside the theater, but the whole theater going experience. I'm excited about what's going to happen with the speakeasy. I'm excited about what's going to happen with the community spaces. I mean, it's going to become even more of a hub of activity than it already is. So, but again, you just got to wait about 18 months or so. Put it this way, by the time the Zyterian opens again, people will be able to come down from Boston to go to it on the commuter rail. I feel pretty confident in saying that. That we'll have commuter rail service up and running by the time the Zyterian opens again. And by the way, that pedestrian bridge is starting to look really good. The arcs have now been assembled. I guess there'll be some trusses that they're going to put in. So it's going to look similar to from the way Mayor Mitchell described it. And from the designs that we saw, it'll be very similar to the Zakim Bridge in Boston because it was designed by the same architect. So you're going to be seeing something developing there pretty fast now that they've got the nuts and bolts in place. And it'll have lighting and all that kind of stuff. It's going to look really, really nice. And if you don't get a chance to get over to Route 18 and check it out, I'm going to have a photo up at WBSM.com and on the app a little bit later on this morning. But these are the signs of progress. These are the signs of coming out of the pandemic. These are the signs of improving the area. And I won't say build back better, because a lot of these things were already, the ball was rolling before the Biden administration, but we're seeing more and more that the South Coast is finally getting its share. You've been paying for everybody else's rail service for decades. It's about time that you had it here as well. And, you know, this would have been a week, if the train was up and running, that you would have seen significant usage for it. People saying, I got the week off. Do you want to go to the Museum of Science? You want to go to the aquarium? You want to go to the art museum? The Museum of Fine Art? We'll just take the train. We won't even bother dealing with that sinkhole on Route 24 coming home. We'll just take the train. And so you're going to see that become interwoven. And I mean, here we are in a season where, unfortunately, you can get tickets to a game at Fenway Park the day of, and they're not as astronomical as they may have been in the past. I saw a friend of mine went and they paid $29 a ticket. I don't know where they were sitting, but he just said, you know, just scored $29 Red Sox tickets for the game. Which isn't too bad. And then if you can save yourself the trouble of trying to park, save yourself the trouble of driving up there, even better. And that's just a short time away. A little less than a year at this point. 10 months away. If you believe it. I know some of you still don't want to. But hey, even if you don't think the train's coming, you'll still think that the pedestrian bridge looks pretty nice. 508-996-0500. App chat and open line voicemails on the WBSM app. Right now, though, I'm going to take my next break, and we will be back in a few moments. And there's some Night Ranger for you. 508-996-0500. Good morning. You're next on WBSM.
Good morning.
How are you?
Good. How are you?
All right. What's on your mind?
I was calling about a couple of things. So one of the questions I had was, can a convicted felon run for city council or any kind of office within the municipalities or the state?
I think it would be under the charter for each individual community, and I'm not sure if it's in the New Bedford City Charter.
Okay, I don't think so either. Run. So it's kind of like a question but a comment. But yet we allow a convicted felon to run for president.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. I don't think that it's in the city charter that says that you can't if you are a convicted felon. I don't think there's anything in the city charter that says that you can't, but I'm not sure.
Yeah. Because I'm just curious as to know who makes these decisions.
I think it's up to each community. I mean, look at Providence, right? Buddy Cianci? They voted him mayor again after his conviction, so.
Right. Yeah, so I'm just curious because we're coming up on the election and we have a couple of people running and one of them is a convicted felon on so many counts, but yet we are encouraging this person to run our country. On another note, it's great that the city of New Bedford is going to be beautified and it's going to be open for tourism, and that's just another way for gentrification to take place. So, I mean, I'm concerned about the housing issues, the employment, the pay wages that we have here in New Bedford.
Mm-hmm.
All those things, you know, create a lot of the issues that we have now, create substance abuse issues, create, you know, violence, create, you know, different scenarios that lead into that. So because there's no housing security, but we'll have a great theater. That's great. You know, so it looks as if the perception is if the city is trying to gentrify, complete, not just housing, not just the neighborhoods, but also the businesses. So I'm just curious of how people feel about that.
Well, we'll see what people think. Thank you for the call.
Thank you.
Have a good day. We can take your thoughts on that coming up, 508-996-0500. But right now, we do have to go into the newsroom and get all the headlines of the day from Phil Devitt.
Big Supreme Court decisions expected today. A plea deal in the works for Boeing. And America could have a new most decorated Olympian this summer.
From the WBSM Newsroom, this is WBSM News.
Today is the last day for Supreme Court decisions this term, with some key cases still in the balance. Tammy Trujillo with the details.
Top among them is the question of presidential immunity. Former President Trump's lawyers have argued Trump is immune from prosecution for his alleged crimes committed while in office. The case is centered around federal charges accusing Trump of trying to overturn the results of the 2020 election. Another decision is expected over laws in Florida and Texas that address complaints that social media sites censor people's views, particularly conservative ones. I'm Tammy Trujillo.
President Biden spent Sunday at Camp David, where he was said to be discussing the future of his re-election campaign with family. The private weekend retreat follows Thursday's presidential debate that left many Democrats wondering about Biden's ability to beat former President Trump in November. Former Trump advisor Steve Bannon is scheduled to report to federal prison in Connecticut today. Bannon sent to serve a four-month sentence for refusing to comply with congressional subpoenas related to the January 6th riot at the U.S. Capitol. Millions of Americans are on the move ahead of the 4th of July holiday. AAA predicts that a record 60 million people will travel by car over the holiday, which is nearly 3 million more than last year. The Justice Department is prepared to offer Boeing a plea deal that would allow the company to avoid trial over allegations it misled the FAA during 737 MAX evaluations. Boeing would plead guilty, according to attorneys for families of victims from two deadly Boeing 737 MAX crashes. Under the terms, Boeing would plead guilty to a conspiracy charge and pay roughly $200 million as a fine. A judge is rejecting Alec Baldwin's latest attempt to have the involuntary manslaughter charges against him dismissed. Tony Waterman with more.
Baldwin's lawyers had argued that the charges should be dismissed because the gun used in the accident was broken into pieces during FBI forensic testing, making it impossible for them to carry out their own investigation. But the judge decided that the case should be left up to a jury.
The award-winning actor was involved in the accidental shooting death of cinematographer Helena Hutchins on a movie set in New Mexico back in 2021. On Friday, the judge refused to dismiss the case, paving the way for jury selection so the trial can begin in July. And Simone Biles is on her way to the Paris Summer Olympics. The 27-year-old secured a spot on the five-member squad by being the top finisher in the U.S. Olympics team trials in Minneapolis over the weekend after winning four gold medals and a bronze at the 2016 Games in Rio, plus a silver and a bronze at the Tokyo Games in 2021. Biles is one medal away from being the most decorated American Olympics gymnast.
WBSM Sports.
Red Sox beat the San Diego Padres 4-1. They visit the Miami Marlins for a three-game set beginning on Tuesday night.
Now, your ABC 6 South Coast forecast, brought to you by C Street.
We're expecting a blend of sun and clouds through the day today. We do have a chance of pop-up showers, or perhaps even an isolated thunderstorm this afternoon. Look for a high near 75. For tonight, clear skies. It's going to be comfy cool with a low near 55. And for Tuesday, look for lots of sunshine with a high close to 83. From the ABC 6 Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Kelly Bates on New Bedford's News Talk Station, 1420 WBSM.
This WBSM News Update brought to you by Stevie's Wine and Spirits. Look for the purple dot to try before you buy. Only at Stevie's Wine and Spirits in Fairhaven. I'm Phil Devitt for WBSM News. Stay up to date with New Bedford's News Talk Station, WBSM. And get all of our content and breaking news alerts with the WBSM app.
Welcome back in, 508-996-0500. You can also send app chat messages and open line voicemails on the WBSM app. So the previous caller before the news brought up some interesting points. Do you feel that these, where does the line get drawn between improving your city and gentrification?
I think that word gets thrown around a lot as a substitute for changes I don't like. And I don't think that that's necessarily what that caller was saying. I get that caller's point, but I think a lot of times people use that word to say things are changing. I don't like change. Gentrification. Like it's a bad thing. It's not always a bad thing. I think what you see a lot of is a tendency, a mindset of, and this is a New England thing. This isn't a New Bedford thing. This isn't even a Massachusetts thing. This is kind of a New England thing of just being happy with what you have. But being happy with what you have doesn't mean that you can't improve what you have. For example, these Zyterian upgrades are not, you know, because they're trying to, I mean, obviously it will bring more people into the city, but the Zyterian already brings a lot of people into the city. The Zyterian already has a lot of sellouts for its shows and has a full slate of what it can offer. What these upgrades allows the building to do is continue to be a performing arts venue in the 21st century. So you are making these upgrades not so that you can suddenly get something different than what you've had. I mean, maybe you do in the terms of, you know, what acts are coming in. But it's more so that you can sustain what you already do have. It's basically, you know, if your town had a drive-in theater and then it didn't go into the multiplex later on as drive-in theaters became passé, your town was out of the movie business. Your residents were going somewhere else. Not the movie business, like making movies, but, you know, your residents were going somewhere else to see a movie. They were traveling out of town and spending that money elsewhere because you had a drive-in, but you didn't get a multiplex when everybody started going indoors to watch movies more. So I think it's kind of the same idea with this. If you let the Zyterian Theater become passé, then people aren't going to want to go to it anymore. So you've got to stay with the times and offer those modern upgrades. So I don't see improving the Zyterian as gentrification. I see that as solidifying and backing the investment that you've already made in keeping that theater open, in resurrecting it when they did, and keeping it going all these years. And they talked freely on Friday, during Friday's ceremony, about the fact that in the early 2000s, it looked like they weren't going to make it. And it took an infusion of money from the state to keep things going. And by making these upgrades, you can get to the point where you don't have to worry about being in that situation again. Because as much as people may fear what a upgraded Zyterian may bring to the city, think about what having no Zyterian theater will bring to the city or won't bring to the city. And this is just ensuring that they can go for another 100 years in that building. Or at least 99. Because that's how long the lease is for. But that's what this is about. It's about keeping that viable. So that it doesn't turn into an empty, decrepit building like it was at one point. And like other theaters around the city have become. Do you want the Zyterian to become the Orpheum? So this way here, you are investing in the next 100 years of a city-owned building. That even if the Zyterian Performing Arts Center organization was to suddenly fold, the city still owns that building. And they'd be looking for someone else to come in and manage it. They'd look for someone else to come in and put on shows. Or at least be able to do something with it. And that's why you need to invest in keeping it around. So I don't see what's going on there necessarily as gentrification. I don't always see what people refer to as gentrification either. It's okay to upgrade things. It's okay to make things better. If somebody came along and said, I've got $1 billion I'm going to donate to every business along Acushnet Avenue to upgrade the exterior facade of every one of those buildings and make them look like a quaint New England downtown, would that be gentrification or would that just be making an improvement on what's already there? Gentrification would be saying, I'm going to come in and buy all those buildings, kick out all those businesses, and put in something different. Something that draws a different crowd than who already shops in those, and frequents those businesses. The Zeitarian is not looking to bring in anybody different than they already are. They're just looking to provide a better experience for the people that do go. 508-996-0500. Take a break here, and we'll be back in a few moments. Miracles and a miracle. And welcome back in. 508-996-0500. App chat and open line voicemails on the WBSM app. We will be joined in the next hour by Jax Blaine as we'll be turning on the light. We'll talk about Jack's latest column, which is about the Poseidon statue. The city is ready to take it out of mothballs and put it back out in front of the public, take it out of the city yard and put it back out in front of the public. But where should it go is the question they're asking. But people are a little upset because none of the options that they've laid out include putting it where it belongs, which is on the waterfront. So we'll talk with Jack about that and more, and we'll take your calls with Jack, 508-996-0500. We will also have South Coast Now coming your way at 9 a.m. with Chris McCarthy. Of course, you know he's always excited to come back on a Monday morning and talk with you. We are on Verdict Watch yet again for the Karen Reed trial. On Friday, the jury sent a note to the judge saying, we don't think we can get to a verdict. And the judge said, keep trying. Which, again, as I said earlier, don't read anything more into that. I know a lot of people are trying to find ways to prove that the judge is involved in some grand conspiracy here. But any judge in a murder trial would really in any trial, but definitely in a murder trial, would push more for the jury to come to a conclusion and wouldn't just accept a hung jury on the first pass. The interesting thing is we don't know what the holdouts are all about. There's been speculation from reporters who have been in the room, but we don't know what the holdout is about. Is it that there's, you know, one person, one or two people that feel one way, you know, that feel she's guilty when others all feel not guilty? Or is it the other way around? So my guess is that they probably go in this morning, continue with their deliberations, and that by, you know, lunchtime, they'll take a break for lunch because why not get one more lunch on the Commonwealth, right? And then after lunch would come back with a verdict. I can tell you that, again, I was on a medical malpractice trial, but it was somebody had died. And many days we had to bring our own lunch in. We didn't get lunch every day. So I'm sure they want to make sure that they get one more in. Plus it gives you that, you know, there's something about you're deliberating. And then if you decide to keep working through lunch, now we would choose not to keep working through lunch. We debated, I think we deliberated for 3 days. And we didn't work through lunch. We would take a break to eat, mainly because, you know, many people had things they wanted to heat up and all that kind of stuff. But the benefit to working through it is conversation can be a little bit more relaxed when people are eating. Food has a way of doing that. I mean, all you have to do is watch The Bear. And they'll tell you all about what food can do for people. I'm sorry. I like that show. I do. but it gives me anxiety, first of all, from having worked in kitchens, but also I started to feel like the show, The Bear, is becoming as pretentious as the food that they cook on that show. But it's still a good season. 508-996-0500. Good morning. You're next on WBSM.
Hey, what's up, Playboy? I'm just walking out the pool. I didn't want to get shocked or anything like that, you know, in the pool, you know. It's a cordial phone.
You're going to the pool, and it's not even 5 a.m. out there.
Yeah, well, I'm trying to beat the heat.
There you go.
So, you know, we've got like the next starting Wednesday is going to be 115 degrees plus for 6 straight days.
Wow.
So that's something to look forward to. So it's like I'm thinking about baking some brownies. So like I said, you know, put them outside and see how they cook. You know, have you ever did that? Done stuff like that? And then like how people stick like steaks and stuff in the engine, up in the engine, and they drive the car and they cook the food and stuff like that. Have you ever done something like that
before? When I worked at the diner, we tried to cook eggs on the hood of a car.
How did it go?
Didn't work.
Did you pan?
We must have used some sort of cooking spray. Yeah, whatever. We didn't use Pam at the diner. We used like cheap cooking spray, but we poured something on the car. But it just got runny and didn't actually start to firm up. Wasn't hot enough, I guess.
I can give me 10 minutes. I'll have you a good egg outside today sometime. I gotta go take a pee test today. So yeah, so I'm getting up from early. You know, I've got also those patches to put in the bottom of your feet and pull out the toxins and stuff in your body. I didn't put that in, right? I was going to put that in, but I was like, I've been swimming for a good while, so I've been in the pool for maybe 2 hours like tonight, so. And so, I'm like the man from Atlantis. You remember that? Hey, that's a good one, you know, it's been a while. You remember the man from Atlantis?
I was pretty sure you were from Atlantis anyway, already.
Well, not Atlantic City. Yeah, well,
Atlantis, the Lost Continent. I assumed you were from the Lost Continent.
Don't tell anybody. It's a secret. Everybody's going to be messing with me. They're already messing with me like I'm Madonna. So, you know, heaven forbid. You know, like I'm Madonna from the 80s kind of Madonna. Not the old raggedy, tired Madonna nowadays. I don't want to say that mean about her. She's done anything mean to me. So.
She's a legend.
So, exactly. And that's, you know, it goes to show you, like, the legends are, you know, I think she's a legend, yeah, in terms of music. So, but I think that really... back to the legendary or iconic people, as far as like, let's say, maybe actor wise or music people. Who's left us that's like, you know, Fats Domino died, he's dead. And so, let's say, Pat Boone, you know, I'm not being smart, but I'm, you know, see, seriously, somebody about that, you know, he still puts out hit albums, you know, the last album he had was back, 2018, you know, had a couple of hits on there, you know, top 40 hits.
Yeah, I mean, you know, he's still going, and it's, you know, Donny Osmond does a lot of shows out your way, and he was just here over the weekend, and it seemed like everybody on my Facebook was at that Donny Osmond show.
And Donny Osmond is a cool people. He's really cool. I like Donny Osmond. He's a good person, personally. You remember that song that nobody knew who was singing it? And I was bumping it. I was the first person that had that. Claimed that you didn't want anybody to know who it was, you know, Soldier of Love, know that song?
Oh, yeah, Soldier of Love, yeah.
I was playing that song, and people were like, oh, he sounds good, look at that. So, yeah, it does, doesn't it? Yeah, but it's like, you know, people were like so surprised it was Donny Osmond. You know, Donny Osmond, him and his sister, they're good people. From my personal experience, can't say for everybody else, like I said, I've never thrown Donny Osmond in my underwear or anything like that, you know, my room key and nothing like that.
Well, of course, like, yes. We had to make it weird. I got to hold you there, Lamont, because I got to take one more break before the end of the hour.
Okay, one more thing I was going to ask you. So did you see about how the baby bull died?
No.
Orlando Cepeda, the baseball player?
No, I didn't see that.
Oh, yeah, he just died. They, was it Friday they did a moment of silence for him up at Yankee Stadium.
Hmm. Do they know what happened?
Well, he died. He's 93 years old. You know, he gets, you know.
So just old age. Wasn't cancer or anything like that?
I don't know. Good question. I'll find out and look out for that and let you know, the brother knows better. So are you planning on doing live spooky this weekend?
No, not this weekend. Holiday weekend, man. Everybody's going to be off doing their own thing.
So if I sent you fireworks from out here, would you like that?
I think that would be illegal. Let's not talk about that on the radio.
Say so. Who would say so? I don't know what you're talking about, feller.
Yeah, let's not talk about that on the radio. I got to hold you there, though. I got to take this break.
All right.
You stay cool in the heat.
I'll do my damnedest. I'm melting like a popsicle, a fudgesicle, should I say.
Right. Have a good day. All right.
God bless everybody out there in your listening audience. Ciao. May the good Lord smile upon you, guys.
That is Lamar in Las Vegas. All right. Take it easy. We got to take a final break here for the hour. We'll be right back. I mean, can we still play that? Is that cultural appropriation now, Jack Spillane, to play Walk Like an Egyptian? Is that still allowed?
I don't know. I was at the Unitarian Church's jazz concert yesterday, and the white drummer was talking about some music that was based on West African traditions. And
this is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.